Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So I said to my producer, Senapa Betsy, that Ethiopia has become a majorly important transport hub for South Africans. Whether you are going to the UK, whether you're going to Israel, whether you're going to India, Addis Ababa has become a major important hub from a transport perspective. There is a civil war happening as we speak in Ethiopia, and it's very difficult to obtain up-to-date accurate information. On the line, I have somebody who might be able to help us out, understand what is going on, just how bad are things. Tembisa Fakude, political analyst at Africa Asia Dialogue. Thank you for talking to us on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you.
So, Tembisa, maybe you just want to just remind us, what is actually going on? Who are the Tigrayans? Who are they fighting? Why is this happening?
Well, the Tigrayans is the TPLF is an organization which is based in the northern part of Ethiopia, and it used to be part of a coalition with Abiy Ahmed before he was elected into power in 2018. They actually were the main main party within that coalition that dominated Ethiopian politics since the time of Menes, and then they were ousted when Abiy Ahmed came into power, and then they moved into Mekelle, which is the capital city of Tigray in the northern part of Ethiopia. There they reestablished themselves for various reasons. Of course, one of the reasons is that when Abiy Ahmed came to power in 2018, he promised to go against those who were accused of corruption and violation of human rights. And since TPLF was a dominating power in Ethiopian politics, it was obvious that its members were going to be the first to be targeted by the new government of Abiy Ahmed. And that's when they then started, you know, forming their own, like the army, which is, of course, been waging the war against the Ethiopian People's Defense Force. And that has created the current standoff that we find ourselves in at the moment. But the trigger was when they attacked the positions of the Ethiopian Defense Force in Mekelle in 2020, after they refused not to participate in elections. They went ahead with the elections, which of course were annulled and not recognized by the main government. And then they went to attack the positions of the Ethiopian army. That was the trigger of the current situation that we find ourselves at the moment. But it is important to underline that one of the reasons why they decided to reestablish themselves and go against the government is because of the promises that Abiy Ahmed made when he came to power. That is, he was going to go against them.
Did Abiy Ahmed overrate his strength? I mean, they seem to be taking a bit of a beating, the government forces.
But there's also a lot of propaganda and the media disinformation you know, that's going on at the moment. We were told 2 weeks ago that they were like 30 kilometers away from the gates of Addis Ababa and they were about to enter. And nothing has happened since then. And then we showed pictures of thousands of them, moving freely, which is impossible in Ethiopia, by the way, given the hostilities in different provinces, walking all the way from Tigray into Addis Ababa. That has not happened. We were also shown that signing the ceremony in Washington, where about 11 of other smaller parties in Ethiopia joined the war with the intention of putting pressure on Abiy Ahmed. But what we saw in terms of backlash from the government was that tens of thousands of people who gathered in Addis Ababa in support of the government, we haven't since heard what's been happening in terms of those advances, which were portrayed as rapid advances towards Addis Ababa, and it's been 2 weeks as well. But the most interesting thing, of course, is what happened yesterday when Abiy Ahmed himself said he was going to be leading from the front. He's joining the army to fight against the forces of the TPLF.
What I find remarkable is how difficult it is to obtain accurate information. Depending on what sources you read, the Tigrayan forces are either 250 or 300 kilometers away away from Addis. Nobody can confirm or deny that. You phoned Durco to find out whether it is safe to transit through Addis Ababa. Nobody is prepared to answer the question. Why is it so difficult to obtain information in an electronic age?
Because there's a lot that's going on. There's a lot of misinformation. There are a lot of organizations that have taken sides with either the government or the TPLF. We know now, for example, that some of the American agencies and news institutions have been accused of taking sides with the TPLF, being given a chance to embed themselves within the forces of the TPLF. So that's why we can't get accurate information. Suffice to say, though, that I've spent a lot of time in Addis Ababa, and I've been speaking to a lot of people in Addis. Many people in Addis Ababa are not even aware of the war, by the way, especially those that stay away from the media and the news. It's all business as usual.
Really?
Airlines are flying. Airlines are flying. Of course, there's a presence of an extra presence of the military. But things are moving as they were. You have the same traffic. You have the same, terms of human traffic as well at the airport. People flying from different parts of the world from Ethiopia. The Ethiopian airport is not shut down. We have airlines that are still scheduled, and none of them, at least as far as I know, at this minute, were not cancelled. So if you go to Addis Ababa and you go to some, places in Addis Ababa where there's no obsession with the news, consumption, people know, of course, that there's something going on, but it's not as exaggerated as you and I, who are news junkies, will find ourselves in.
Tembisa, who makes that call? Who decides, okay, it's got to that point where it is now dangerous for South African citizens to transit through Addis? Who makes that call? Is that an airline's call? Is that a Durco call? Who makes that call?
It's a Durco call. It's supposed to be a Durco call, but I doubt if they'll make it for obvious reasons. One is, nobody wants to raise that alarm that you can't go through Ethiopia anymore, being the center of power for the African Union.
Yes,
so
yes,
it's going to be a very last resort announcement, if it was to be made, that South Africans can't go through Ethiopia. So many countries are not going to do that because they want to protect this position that Ethiopia has as the center of power. It's to be quite embarrassing, of course, for not only for Ethiopia, for the entire African continent, that they can't protect their own seat of power, which is like the Europeans saying you can't go to Brussels because EU is about to collapse,
sure,
and
sure,
people around the EU are about to. So South Africans are not going to do it, knowing how they operate as well. Most Africans will try and hide that, even if, by the way, it might be dangerous for people to travel through Ethiopia. I think they will still want to hold on to the last minute before they make that position. But as I've said, if you go to Ethiopia, it will be extremely difficult for even TPLF to come and create havoc and lead to standstill of movements and actions in Addis Ababa. If you've been to Addis Ababa, you will have to be extremely powerful and extremely loved by every single little human beings, because all groupings and ethnic groupings are in Addis Ababa. So for anyone to capture Addis Ababa, it's going to be a really, really hard work.
It's interesting you say that, because one of the articles that I was reading this week said that it's not in their interests to take Addis Ababa. They are not popular in Addis Ababa, and I didn't have the tools to know whether that was true or not. What was your take on that?
Well, where are they popular? Because, the Ethiopian politics are very ethnic-based, so the TPLF, Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, is only popular in Tigray. The other parts of Ethiopia, in fact, before Abiy Ahmed came into power, they were also waiting for their turn, because they wanted their own president or leader to be a part of the government. And, what used to happen before is that this coalition was a kind of a compromised political formation, which ensured that all ethnic groups were represented in government. Now, when Abiy took over, he cancelled the coalition and started a new party called the Prosperity Party, which was supposed to be contesting based not on ethnicity anymore. So I don't agree with the people who are saying that the Tigray People's Liberation Front will walk through all of the other provinces freely without any problems or impediment, one. Two is I also don't agree that when, even if they do reach Addis Ababa, that there will suddenly be a support like it happened with the Taliban, because there are a number of organization and ethnic groups in Addis Ababa, which is, by the way, the melting pot of all ethnic groups in Addis Ababa, who will never agree to a takeover by a Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, because they lived under the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front for the past at least 30 years. And there were a lot of atrocities. And there was a lot of failure by that government of the time, which was led by the TPLF, in terms of delivering on basic services for the Ethiopians. So the whole thing about them being popular in Ethiopia, and they will just walk in Addis Ababa and they'll be welcome, as it happened with the American forces in Iraq, is not going to happen.
Final question for you, and perhaps I'm putting you on the spot, but I'm going to do it anyway. If you were going to transit through Addis Ababa over the next 2 to 3 weeks to whatever destination you were flying to, would you?
Well, I don't like Addis Ababa Airport anyway, but from a safety standpoint, I mean, the airport, not the city. I love Addis Ababa, but Addis Ababa Airport, I'm not quite sure what I'll do it. But from the safety standpoint, yes, I'll do.
That is a very interesting standpoint. Tembisa Fakude, political analyst at Africa Asia Dialogue. Thank you for being with us here on Chai FM this afternoon. Really appreciate your input.
Thank you.